It's time for the Ronin role-playing podcast. Join Scormy as he plays through various tabletop role-playing games entirely on his own. Some are specifically designed for solo play, while with others he will be using a GM emulator. Regardless, come enjoy the strange world of solo role-playing with your host, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Ronin Roleplaying Podcast. I'm your host, Scormy. Now, when we last left our intrepid hero, Starion Riku, the eponymous courier, he was in engineering, making foolish mistakes after rolling, five failures out of six? Rolls, things have not been going well. I keep getting myself killed. Of course, I can keep coming back, but that's neither here nor there. Things are looking bad. Of course, Starion doesn't know that. Starion disconnected the remote control for engineering and threw it out of airlock because he's having a bad day and he doesn't like pirates right now. He just wants off this freaking ship. So what to do next? Well, obviously he doesn't know. And he just obviously alerted everybody on the ship. And on the ship next to him, there's a Corvette-style ship escorting this passenger liner he's on, which appears to have been taken over by pirates. So one might figure the Corvette is the pirate ship. Yeah. He's a little preoccupied, though. He's angry, and he wants off the darn ship. How best to achieve that? Well, obviously, his plan to come down to engineering and just muck things up has worked. Oh, the engines are still running. They're just not being controlled by anybody. Someone's going to have to come down here and fix what's been ruined of the controls. Or maybe it can be done from the bridge. Certainly probably not from the Corvette now. Of course, he doesn't know how to interface. He doesn't know what to do. That's his dump stat. So figuring out what that freaking thing he unplugged was, yeah, that's not really his style. He pretty much takes data from one place to another. That's what he does. That's what he's good at. Anything else seems to keep getting him shot. So, after a short while, nothing seems to happen. Everything seems relatively quiet out here. In fact, a little too quiet. He expected someone to show up if the ship something had mucked around with like that, that someone would have noticed. But no, nothing. So what can he do? They took his laser pistol away from him. They even took the knife he had taken off of another corpse away from him. Can he find anything useful here? So let's do a quick assess the area. Yes. Does he find a weapon? Yes. Does it happen to be a firearm? No. Couldn't be so lucky. Some sort of pipe or club? No. Another knife, maybe? Emphatic no. So what sort of a weapon is it? Try and figure out the, there's a descriptor on here that gives him an idea. I want to say it's some sort of tool. Maybe like a pneumatic bolter or something like that. That sound fair? No, it's not one of those then. Yes, no questions can be kind of difficult. I'm just going to go with my imagination. I like the idea of the pneumatic bolt gun. Not really a firearm, certainly not accurate or anything, but it's something. Well, if the pirates won't come to him, he'll go to them. Yeah. Let's step out. We'll roll a face adversity to see if he can go find them. Well, he found them. He opened the door, And there's multiple armed guys. So, how about we make an open fire? I'm going to call it, it's metal, but I'm going to make it a minus. I mean, he normally has a +2 because of his metal. I'm going to give him only a +1 because he's not firing an actual firearm. It's a tool.
Yep.
It succeeds, but I only got a 9, so I do suffer some form of harm, which I forgot. I did. Erased it when I died again. So give me enough time. I will heal that damage. I'm going to say I open up with this bolter, just firing rivets into the crowd. Crowd by, 3-4 guys. And in doing so, he takes them out. Basically, they didn't expect the door to open up at that moment and someone to just open fire on them immediately. So they go down. And there's collateral damage. Apparently, there was also a crewman in amongst them. I'm going to say a captured engineer was being forced to come down there to assist, and he got killed as well. Well, shit. Thing's too heavy to make use of. He starts searching the bodies to find, hopefully, his gun. That'd be nice if his gun was happened to be there. His nice concealable laser pistol. If not, second option, anything. Let's do a quick assessment. That is a 10. Yes. Is he lucky enough to find his pistol? Yes, he is. One of the guys that came down there was the dude who took it off of him. So at least things are looking a little bit up. Does he find anything else on them of use? Small change, off-world coins, small bills, nearly empty credit chip. We'll go with the nearly empty credit chip. And on the engineer, comm badge. They also have earpieces. So, a couple little doodads. Let's see. That gives an idea. If the ship was being controlled remotely, does that mean the bridge maybe hasn't been taken? It's a thought. No, it's not likely, but it's possible. I'm going to try. I know I'm not really good at this, but I'm going to try access on a computer system to see if I can figure out if the bridge is open and safe. Maybe that's still held by the crew. Yeah, no. So that's a 4 total. I'm going to say while I'm trying to do that, more pirates round the, they open up a door, another door into engineering. And I'm still there. They, side left. That's right. I gathered stuff and left. So instead, they come out of a, elevator. And I have to face another adversity because now I am, being shot at. A total of 10. So I do manage to not get shot. I jump behind cover. And then I can return fire upon them. I'm going to open fire with my little awesome little laser pistol. All right, I rolled 2 ones again. Yeah. That's a total of a 4. And so I fail. I managed to not shoot anybody. Yeah. Not helpful. They don't have to kill me this time. Let's just move the story along. Let's say they instead, my gun doesn't go off. Yeah. It fails. Darn thing. And they take me captured. I am a prisoner. Helpful. It'd be really helpful if they didn't kill me again. Tired of that. So, most people get tired of getting shot. Me, quite a bit. So, they're going to march me up to the passenger deck and forward, where I'd mentioned before, when I was first describing the ship, there was this big mezzanine forward of the first class passenger accommodations where people can mingle, whatnot, hang out, shop, drink, and kind of like a mall with a central seating area. Well, that is full of people, as all the people from the back, masses that were in barracks, got forced forward, and they're all crushed in with everybody else. So they took my little gun and smashed it. No more for that. Scratch that off. My class 2 item is gone. It's great. Get a new one. But I'll throw me in with everyone else and coming to stay put and stop causing trouble. Meanwhile, they're all these pirates are all like communicating. One of them seems to be talking to someone else over radio communications and seems to be arguing. Can't make out exactly what they're saying, but it's definitely a tense conversation. And then that guy whistles and calls forward some other pirates and tells them not as another language. I just can't make it out. And sends them down to towards the back of the ship. And a couple others come over and drag me out of the crowd and bring me up to the dude who's up front. So you're the one who's been causing so much trouble. Me? What? No. I just was looking for a snack. I got lost. Really? Lost, huh? So, you got lost. Managed to evade all of our sweeps. Got to engineering. And then started unplugging stuff. Really? Really? You expect me to believe that? Yeah, I do. Like I said, I would be perfectly happy back in my cabin. That's where I was going. But I got turned around, and snacks aren't in your cabin. As far as I remember, there are. I brought some back last night, before I went to bed. Snacks aren't allowed in the cabins! Oh, shut up! Anyway, yeah, so I was looking for a snack. Uh-huh. A snack. Okay. So then why did you unplug an item and then shoot it out of an air hatch, an airlock? I don't know. I was hungry. Blood sugar was low. You know, people do weird things when their blood sugar's low. Not me, and I'm a diabetic. Oh, shut up. Not helping. Anyway, yeah, so I could really like a snack now. I think that's going to get me punched. I will automatically just mark me a minor wound. As far as the pirate captain is concerned, a well-deserved minor wound. So I'm going to have a nice black eye. It'll heal quickly, whatever. I don't have to let him know that. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't throw you out the same airlock. Oh, I don't know. That would really be inconvenient for some of my friends. Oh, are you going to tell me you're some rich, fat cat corporate type? Is that what you're going to tell me? You're going to tell me, oh, they'll pay me millions of credits just for your safe return. Is that what you're going to tell me? Because I've heard that song and dance 1,000 times from half the people in this room. What? Corporate types? No. I mean, obviously I've done some work for some, but you know how corporations are. If you're not making them money, you're not gonna be profitable. And if your loss isn't gonna you can be replaced, well, so much for them helping you. No, not at all. And you forget, I'm not begging for my life here. I'm not. Personally, I mean, obviously you're in control and there's no reason for me to beg for my life. You're going to kill me or not kill me, depending on whatever you want to do. I'm just here to tell you that it would be a really bad idea for you to do that. So, why would it be such a bad idea for me to throw you out, Senir? You ever met Nakajima? Nakajima? What's a Nakajima? Oh, well, Nakajima's not a what, it's a who. And he doesn't take kindly to his companions and especially contractors being harmed. It's bad for business. Like I said, I don't give a damn what your corporate types. Oh, no, 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 no. Again, you've not a corporate type. I mean, why don't you have one of your flunkies go over and just bring up some information from their, I'm sure they've got some sort of law enforcement records. There must be some form of law enforcement on this ship. And they may have some records from ships they've, from planets they've gone to, right? Oh, one might expect so. I'm sure they'll find us in their records of potential hazards. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they will. But no, seriously, have one of your flunkies go look up criminal interests on Pemphora. That's where we came from. Why don't you go do that before you make any rash decisions? Just say. Now, I'm going to try to basically, not a command. So, more of a face adversity, I guess. I'm not getting involved or anything else like that. So, yeah, let's just, we'll do a face adversity. Because that helps me out oh so much in the past. But I'm also using my influence, which is a zero. Roll high, you little monsters. That's an eight. That's a partial success. I offer myself either a cost or a hard choice. The cost? Oh, the cost. Yeah. Okay, I got a cost. Fine. So, I'm going to say that they are able to bring up some information. And that they do determine that Nakajima is a rather influential criminal crime lord type in this area. And that he probably would not really appreciate my getting thrown out of an airlock. In fact, unlike corporations, he might actually be willing to pay something to secure my safe release. I'm going to have to work that debt off, but that's beside the point. He would certainly, because that gets me under his thumb a little more, that would certainly actually be an appreciated way to go. And in fact, I'll suggest to this pirate captain, I don't know his name, and I'm not going to ask, because he is basically beneath me. Suggest that he send a, if they're close enough to send a call, perhaps he can send a communication, try to get a hold of Nakajima. Y'all can discuss it, and let me know what you decide to do. So he'll head over with the flunky, and they'll mess with the communicating communicator in one of the booths. And let's just see if they manage to figure it barely. So they sit there for a bit, and then they talk a bit. And it appears they're talking to somebody. And eventually, the captain comes over and goes, "My apologies, Mr. Riku. Would you come with me, please?" "Oh, things are looking up then. Can I get that snack?" One of the other pirates. "Maybe a knuckle sandwich." That I should have been expecting. All right, so I will walk with the pirate. And he checks a manifest and leads me over to my cubicle, my compartment. Punches the door control and it opens up. "In. Stay there until we come get you. Yeah, but what am I supposed to do to eat? I thought you brought snacks. Bam, hits the button and closes the door. Oh, well, so much for being an asshat. Guess I should have been nicer. Yeah. At least I'm probably not going to get killed like everyone else. So I'll lay back on my bed, relax, and let my eye heal. It'll take but a moment. I'm going to say probably a couple days pass, and I've been drinking water out of the bathroom. I go, there are cups in the bathroom sometimes, so been drinking that for water, and really wishing I hadn't made the joke about the snacks. As they were serious, they haven't given me anything to eat. Yeah, I really don't like these pirates. I'm going to have to find out who they are and ruin their day. And we, of course, that's going to mean buying a ship. And probably, finding out who they are, of course, tracking them down and utterly and completely destroying them. That sounds like an utterly great plan. After a few days, door opens up and there stands a familiar face. It's one of, Nakajima's security guys. He opens the door and goes, Jesus, Starion, what'd you do this time? Went on vacation? Yeah. Come on. Hey, so you wouldn't happen to have any snacks? He looks at me. Seriously, I haven't been fed in 2 days. Actually, 3. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, it won't be long before we're back, so just try not to piss them off anymore, okay? Right. So I'll leave, wondering just how much this is going to cost me. And it isn't going to be money. It's going to be favors. I'm going to have to work for free. Luckily, I have money in the bank. So that's going to be good. But it's not going to help with my now urgent plan to hunt down these pirates, find their base, and nuke it from orbit. That sounds like a really good idea. Really good idea. Of course, yeah, I think Nakajima will probably tell me who they are. Yeah, I'm sure I can get information from him at some point. Maybe after I've paid off all my debts to him. But, you know, whatever. I'm off this godforsaken ship. And maybe they'll stop killing me. Anyway, so we go over to one of the bays, and there's a shuttle. Yay! I get to leave now. And I will take the shuttle to another larger ship. It's, I would say, probably half again as big as the Corvette, but still only about half the size of this passenger liner. It has weapons. They're all trained on the Corvette. The Corvette's weapons are all trained on this ship, except for a few at the passenger line. And I'll watch as they slowly fly away. And we'll be landing on Nakajima's boss's ship. Notice, I rolled really badly for a while, so I'm giving myself all manner of bad outcomes. Yeah. So, what happens now? Say to the security guy. Let's call him Otaru. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Bowers. Bowers sounds like a better name. Bowers the security guy. Where's my pencils go? Aha. Head of security. All right, so that's fun. So, what happens now? I'll say to Bowers. Nothing good. Nothing good, man. I'm not sure I like that. Yeah, well, boss isn't so sure he likes having to rescue you. Yeah, well, I figure that's going to come with a cost. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it will. But it's not so much that. No. He needed to call in a few favors. Thus the ship we're on, right? Right. Well, obviously this ship doesn't belong to the boss. It's high from belongs to someone much higher up the food chain. Uh-huh. Go on. So, yeah. Here's the thing. Since he had to call in favors, you now owe boss a lot of favors. Like I said, I figured that was going to be the case. Oh, no. You see, you succeeded in your mission. You delivered the information for the boss. Fair and square. You'll keep your money. Uh-huh. Yeah, but the corporation that was chasing you, they got that information. So, yeah. What does that have to do with me? Whatever Borden or Balder. Whatever Balder did or didn't do, didn't manage to secure said data once it was delivered, has nothing to do with me. No, doesn't. But because they were captured and the data was lost to the operation, what were they again? Sorry. Brain mushy now. The Tane Corporation. That puts the boss in a really bad spot. He's having to fend off all manner of trouble from the corporation. In fact, he's likely going to have to up and move operations entirely. Again, man, I don't understand how that affects me. Well, you do remember he rescued you, right? And that you owe him a lot. Yes, I remember that. Uh-huh. So, you're going to have to go get that information back. Get it back. And how am I supposed to do that? I don't know. Steal it. Figure it out, man. Because that is the only thing that is going to help out the boss. Because the boss is beholden to his boss, who's beholden to his boss, who's beholden to his boss, whose ship you are in. And this is causing ripple effect repercussions throughout the entire organization. This has made doing business very difficult. Very difficult indeed. So, you need to fix this problem. Okay, so you want me to arrange a crew, go in somewheres and steal something that I have no way of knowing where it is, or if it's been copied, or what? Oh, no. The information, we know where it is and how to get to it. Really? Yeah, she's super easy to find. She? Yeah, she. Alder wasn't dumb enough to carry around data chips that you gave her. She took it and memorized it. What, she transferred it to, like, internal memory or something? No, man. She memorized it. All of it. 2 data chips worth. Uh-huh. Memorized. Like, meat memorized in the brain. Yeah, in the brain. So, you gotta go to the spire in Durga and go get her out. Wow, man, you just picked the wrong person for the job. Maybe. But at least if you do it, there's plausible deniability. If somebody else from the boss's crew goes, well, the organization will be in all-out war with the Tane Corporation. We can't have that. And you need to do it quick before they manage to break Balder and get the information from her. You understand what I'm telling you? Yeah, you're telling me I'm going to die. You seem to do remarkably well when that happens, don't you, though? I get it. No more to the point, Starion. You're gonna get it. or you're going to get it, one way or the other. Yeah, okay. So I guess that's where we're going to leave it, with my returning to, oh, geez, Pemphoro. Try and save a bartender who's more than a bartender. And try not to die this time. Anyway, so until next time, I'm not going to go off on a big tangent about websites. See, you get a break occasionally. Till next time, I'm Squirmy. And may all... Nah, wrong catchphrase. I have to do too many podcasts and I'm way too tired. If you can't play with your friends, you can always play with yourself.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you want more content like this, come on over to squirmy.com. We've got more podcasts, blogs, our own Discord server, and so much more. Also, don't forget to join us again next week as your intrepid guide Squirmy delves once more into the world of solo role-playing.